वासुदेवाय We are reading from the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 24th chapter entitled Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the 66th verse. We are coming to the end of this canto. Jato gata petra grihad vrajami ditartho. हत्वारि पुंसूत शतानि कृतोदारः उत्पादयतेषु पुरुष क्रतुभिः समीजे आत्मानमात्मनिगमं प्रत्यञ्जनेषु जातो गता पित्र गृहाद् व्रजमिदि तार्थो हत्वारि पुंसूत शतानि कृत्वादादरः उत्पादयतेषु पुरुष क्रतुभिः समीजे आत्मानमात्मनिगमं प्रत्यञ्जनेषु Matajis. Jatah. After taking birth, the son of Vasudev, Gata, went away, Pitra Grihat, from the houses of his father, Vrajam to Vrindavan, Editarthaha to exalt the position of Vrindavan, Hatva killing there, Ripun many demons, Suta Shatani, hundreds of sons, Krita Urudara, accepting many thousands of wives, the best of women, Utpadaya, begot, Teshu, in them, Purushaha, the supreme person who exactly resembles a human being, Kratubhi, by many sacrifices, Samije, worship, Atmanam, himself, because he is the person worshipped by all sacrifices, Atmanigamam, exactly according to the ritualistic ceremonies of the Vedas, Prathayan, expanding the Vedic principle, Janeshu, among the people in general. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, known as Lila Purushottama, appeared as the son of Vasudev, but immediately left his father's home and went to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationship with his confidential devotees. In Vrindavan, the Lord killed many demons, and afterwards he returned to Dwaraka, where according to Vedic principles he married many wives who were the best of women, begot through them hundreds of sons, and performed sacrifices for his own worship to establish the principles of householder life. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Vedeshya sarver ahameva vidyaha. By all the Vedas, it is Krishna who is to be known. Lord Shri Krishna, setting an example by his own behavior, performed many ritualistic ceremonies described in the Vedas and established the principles of Grihastha life by marrying many wives and begetting many children, just to show people in general how to be happy by living according to Vedic principles. The center of Vedic sacrifice is Krishna. Vedeshya sarve aham eva vidya. To advance in human life, human society must follow the Vedic principles personally demonstrated by Lord Krishna in his householder life. The real purpose of Krishna's appearance, however, was to manifest how one can take part in loving affairs with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Reciprocation of loving affairs in ecstasy are possible only in Vrindavan. Therefore, just after the appearance of the son of Vasudev, the Lord immediately left for Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the Lord not only took part in loving affairs with his father and mother, the gopis and the cowherd boys, but also gave liberation to many demons by killing them. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. The Lord appears in order to protect the devotees and kill the demons. This was fully exhibited by his personal behavior. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is understood by Arjuna to be Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, the eternal transcendental supreme person. Here also we find the words Utpadaya Teshu Purusha. Therefore it is to be concluded that the absolute truth is a Purusha person. Impersonal feature is one of the features of his personality. Ultimately, he is a person. He is not impersonal. And not only is he a Purusha, a person, but he is Lila Purushottama, the best of all persons. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪದಾನ್ ಸಹಗನ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಂಶ್ಚ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಿಷ್ಟಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ವಂಶಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ Hare Krishna. Seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees to serve all of you. Serving Vaishnavas is like taking water from the Ganges and offering it back to Ganges. Because only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas we can speak. Feel very happy to be in Prabhupada's dearmost temple, Shri Radharas Bihari Mandir. Last time I was here, one devotee was telling me that wherever Prabhupada would go, he would have the picture of Shri Radharas Bihari with him. So it's a great privilege to get the opportunity to serve the wonderful devotees who are serving Prabhupada in a sincere, loving manner. Today's verse is describing the glories of Krishna, Krishna Katha. This should be our life and soul. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur would say that the flow of Kali Yuga is very, very strong. It is not possible to stop the flow, the power of Kali Yuga. But he would say that only two things can reduce the power of Kali Yuga. One is, of course, the Krishna Naam, the holy name of Krishna. And the other is Krishna Katha. Our life should be molded in such a way that we are constantly thinking of Krishna, manmana bhava madbhakta. And by glorifying Krishna through these passages of Srimad Bhagavatam, one becomes purified from within and without. Krishna is in the heart. When he sees somebody is very eager to hear his glories, then he purifies the devotee. So actually Krishna Katha is purifying for everyone. For the speaker, for the audience, for the people in general. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say that the place wherever Krishna Katha is taking place, that is a holy place. And of course, because the deities are here, that is holy place. And most of all, because Prabhupada stayed here, it becomes even more holier place. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he was so eager for hearing Krishna Katha. While he was staying in Jagannath Puri, he would go to Tota Gopinath temple, very famous temple. It's the only temple where the deities are sitting. The Lord is in the sitting posture. Gadadhar Pandit wanted to offer service to the Lord and he became old. So the Lord sat down. How much there is loving relationship between the Lord and his devotee. Just like few days back we were celebrating Haridas Thakur's Tirobhav. When Haridas Thakur left the world, the Lord himself was carrying his body and dancing in ecstasy, performing the final rites. So here we see for Gadadhar Pandit, the Lord is willing to be in a different posture. And Lord Chaitanya would go to the Gadadhar Pandit's place, Tota Gopinath, and he would listen to Bhagavatam every day for several hours. And same katha, sometimes the same katha would be repeated, Dhruva Maharaj's story, Prahlad Maharaj's story. So Krishna katha should be taken not for entertainment, but as a medicine. Of course, if the speaker is speaking in a very in a way which is very even entertaining, that is also very good. But the principle is purification of the heart. So, like Lord Chaitanya, when he came to one place called Varahanagar, it is very near Calcutta today. And Lord Chaitanya came there and one devotee was reciting Srimad Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya liked it so much that he told, go on speaking, speak more, speak more. And then he spoke more, he said, go on speaking. And then Lord Chaitanya started dancing in ecstasy just by hearing Bhagavata. Sometimes you feel sleepy after hearing Bhagavata, little different reaction. And then Lord Chaitanya gave him the name Bhagavata Acharya, you know, because he was speaking on Bhagavata. I remember when I was fortunate to be in this beautiful temple in the year 1977, Prabhupada's last year of his manifest pastime, when there was a program in the South Bombay area, Pandal program. And sometimes Prabhupada would not be in a position to give lecture because of his health. But even then he would ask Giriraj Maharaj and other devotees to speak, and Prabhupada would himself listen also. Even if a disciple is speaking, still Srila Prabhupada would hear. But teaching us how eager we should be to hear every drop of Krishna Katha. Here in today's verse, we find that Krishna's Leela is being explained, how he appeared as the son of Vasudev, but immediately left his home and went to Vrindavan. We know the pastime of how Krishna appeared after these 6 sons of Devaki were killed by Kansa. The 7th son was Lord Balaram. And Balaramji, by the power of the Lord's Maya, was transferred to the womb of Rohini. And then Krishna appeared. Sometimes one wonders, why did Vasudeva and Devaki continue to have children when they knew that Kansa would kill the children? It is not a very joyful thing for a mother to see her own son being killed in front of her eyes. It's very painful. It's not that Vasudeva and Devaki were attached to sense gratification, but they knew that at the conclusion Krishna would appear. They were willing to do this sacrifice for the pleasure of Krishna. A devotee is always thinking of how to please Krishna. A devotee is always thinking, what can I do to please Krishna? Bhishma Dev was willing to play the role on the side of the Kurus. He was siding with those who had committed so many sinful activities just because it was the will of Krishna. Krishna wanted to show through Bhishma Dev that even the greatest of warriors, if he's on the side of adharma, eventually he'll be destroyed. So Bhishma Dev, many people will misunderstand Bhishma Dev, but Bhishma Dev knew that this is the will of the Lord. This is what my Lord wants me to do. The gopis of Vrindavan were willing to go to hell just to give relief to Krishna's headache. Just for a moment's relief, they are willing to go to hell eternally. And all the preachers, especially our dear Srila Prabhupada, they are following in that mood of willingness to accept sufferings for the pleasure of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan at an advanced age to go to America, a place where not much Vedic religion is being followed, so many sinful activities. And that also in the Bowery area of New York, just to give Vrindavan Dham to others. So this mood of sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord is the essence of devotional service. After Krishna, when Krishna appeared, he appeared in his 400 form. Sometimes so-called avatars, they claim that I am God. But Krishna explains in the Gita that janma karma chame divyam. Everything about Krishna, his appearance, his activities, is all divya. It is transcendental. No ordinary child appears with dressed very beautifully with four-handed form. And as soon as Krishna appeared, all the shackles of Vasudeva was bound by shackles, all the shackles were released. And although the prison was very dark, but when Krishna appeared, it became full of light. Similarly, in our hearts, there is a darkness of ignorance. Ignorance is compared to darkness, ajnana timirandas. But when the sunlight of Krishna's holy name appears, then all ignorance is destroyed. When we sincerely take shelter of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, all the unearths are destroyed. In fact, what to speak of purely chanting the holy name? Even if one just comes to the level of Namabhas, that itself is enough for liberation. And then when one comes to the stage of pure chanting, then all the Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela becomes manifest. This was discussed in an assembly at the house of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami's father, Govardhan Majumdar, and his uncle, Hiranya Majumdar, they had a meeting of great scholars and Brahmins to discuss about the glories of the holy name. So, different devotees or different Brahmins were speaking about what is the effect of the holy name. One was saying by chanting the holy name, one gets freed from sinful activities. Another was saying that by chanting the holy name, one can get liberation. And then when Srila Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, when he spoke, he explained that this liberation and freedom from sinful activities is not the real result. It's simply a byproduct. Just like you buy something worth thousands of rupees and then you get one small piece of soap as free. You know, it's like a byproduct. To say that chanting of the holy names gives liberation is an underestimation, gross underestimation of the power of the holy name. So, one of the Brahmins, Gopal Chakravarti, was very upset. He said, what are you saying? People perform tapasya for thousands of years and they cannot get liberation. And you are saying that just by chanting the holy name, you get liberation as a byproduct. Where is it said in the Shastra? Challenge Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur very explained, very humbly, quoting the story of Ajamil. That Namabhas. Namabhas means you are not referring to the person. The name is being spoken to refer to some other person. But still, Ajamil, he was actually at the time of death, he was remembering his own son. He was saying Narayan, Narayan, not Lakshmi Narayan, but Ajamil Nandan Narayan. You know? He was calling his own son. But still he got this, at least he could get another chance. So there, Haridas Thakur explains the effect of Namabhas. He gives the example of the rising of the sun. Even before the rising of the sun, when it's just before twilight, all the ghosts and the thieves and inauspicious things vanish. So before the pure holy name appears, before that Namabhas, even that is itself is enough for liberation. So Gopal Chakravarti was very annoyed at this because he could not understand the glories of the holy name. The glories of the holy name are not understood through academic knowledge. Even academic scriptural knowledge, even Vaishnava scripture knowledge, the glories of the holy name are understood by one who has received the mercy of the Lord through the Vaishnavas, not by tarka, not by logic. So he became very angry, told Haridas, you are speaking nonsense. If what you are speaking is false, I will cut off your nose and ears. That's a great insult to a great Vaishnava in the assembly of so many devotees. Govardhan Majumdar and Hariyana Majumdar, they were so annoyed, they just took him out of the assembly, threw him outside, you get out, we don't want your services anymore. He was an employee of them. And they came and begged forgiveness from Haridas Thakur, that please forgive, we invited you and in the process you were insulted, please forgive. But Haridas Thakur simply smiled, he says, I feel sorry for him, he does not have faith in the holy name. He did not take any insult. There are three levels of reaction. A very neophyte devotee or a non-devotee, when he is insulted, he becomes immediately anger and there is immediate reaction. You know, it's like Ind ka jawab patthar sa, just he speaks one thing, you speak four things, you know. Brahmastra and Pashupatastra, like this. That is the lowest level. Second level is when one is insulted, one feels bad, but still tolerates, knowing that, yes, knowing intellectually I must tolerate. It's the will of Krishna. It is the desire of Krishna that these harsh words are spoken upon me. It's just let me tolerate. But the highest level is Haridas Thakur, who did not feel bad at all. He did not even feel bad. It's one thing to feel bad and tolerate, but Haridas Thakur smiled. And Prabhupada writes in the purport in that section of Chaitanya Charitamrita that because Haridas Thakur had this quality of Trinadapi Sunichena, he could go on chanting constantly, undisturbed. So here, when the Lord appeared in the prison, it was completely illuminated and all the shackles were broken. And then Vasudev carried Krishna on the instruction of Krishna to Gokul. Here Prabhupada explains how Krishna wanted to go to Vrindavan, and one of the beautiful and one of the lines in the purport, Prabhupada explains that reciprocations of loving affairs in ecstasy are possible only in Vrindavan. So here there is a reference to Vrindavan and Mathura and Vaikuntha, how Vrindavan is superior to all these places. Of course, Vaikuntha is supreme, Mathura is supreme, Dwarka is supreme, but Vrindavan is the supreme, the best among all. Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Prayag, and one great devotee came to meet Lord Chaitanya. His name was Raghupati Upadhyay. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, Raghupati, speak something about Krishna. He was from Tiruhatiya Jilla, which is the area of Darbhanga, Champaran, Saran, in Bihar side. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, speak something about Krishna. So he says, some worship the Shruti, some worship the Smriti and Mahabharat, but I worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Brahman is crawling like a baby. In other words, he is meditating on the childhood pastimes of Krishna. And the great Satyavrat Muni, who wrote Damodar Ashtakam, next month we'll be entering Kartik, the best month for devotional service. So, Satyavrata Muni writes that, Varam devam moksham na moksham vadimva, na chanya vrineham varishadapi, idam teva purnatha gopala balam, sadame manasya virashtam. Says, I do not want liberation. I do not want anything. I just want to see the beautiful childhood pastimes of Krishna. They are most attractive. Even Shankaracharya, although externally he is behaving as an impersonalist, he is giving the knowledge of personalism, but at heart, he is worshipping the Lord. Bhajagovinda, 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 Mudamati. He is glorifying the Supreme Lord. And he is writing Jagannath Ashtakam. So childhood pastimes of Krishna are very sweet. In Gopal Champu, Sri Jiva Goswami describes some of these leelas. The same pastimes which are there in the 10th canto, but the different acharyas are giving different flavors. Just like you can take the same milk, and from milk you can make yogurt, you can make shrikhand, you can make paneer and sweets out of milk. So the same pastimes of Krishna, with their own realizations, the different acharyas like Jiva Goswami, Kavi Karnapur in Anand Vrindavan Champu, they are explaining the different pastimes. And one of the pastimes explained that Krishna is performing his childhood leela and is stealing butter, and he's in his own home. And he's watching Mother Yashoda is not nearby, and he's very happily putting his hand in the butter pot, just about to eat, and Maya comes, Yashoda Maya. And Krishna is very alert. Seeing Mother Yashoda, he controls himself, but his hand is inside the pot. You can't do much. It's like what we say, red-handed, Rangay Hat. You know, now what can you do? Maya, Maya, today what happened is that, you know, you gave me this new bangles because of that I'm feeling so much heat. Just to reduce the heat, I put my hand in the butter. I had no plans of eating. It was just for And then it's explained in the Krishna book how Krishna would steal butter. We all know he would climb up on the top of the cowherd boys. And sometimes the gopis would complain to Yashoda Mata that although we keep the butter in a place where it is dark, but because he is wearing these beautiful ornaments, so Krishna, because of his ornaments, he is able to locate. The Maya says, okay, tomorrow I will not put any ornaments. But then the gopis say, no, your son has got natural effulgence. Yasya prabha aparavata jagadanda koti. He is lighting up all the universes. So then Krishna is, of course, he is the source of Brahma Jyoti. The sun and the moon, they are just small reflections of the Brahma Jyoti. And what we receive is a small part of the sunlight. You know, how powerful is the light of Krishna. Sometimes Krishna would, it's explained in one of the Goswami's writing that Yashoda Maiya, when the gopis, neighboring gopis would come and complain about Krishna, so Maiya said, if actually Krishna is doing something wrong, you should bring him and catch him red-handed, then I will believe. Because I am having so many cows here, there is so much butter. Why does Krishna have to steal butter from somebody else? You know? So one day one gopi, she caught Krishna red-handed and said, come, now I will take you to your mother. The Krishna said, please leave me. This time I will not do it again. Please leave me. He said, no, come. Then he warned the gopi, please leave me. Otherwise, you will be in trouble. And all of you know the story of how she dragged Krishna and just knocked. Just see your son. And when Yashoda Mata opened the door and saw, next to the gopi was the gopi's son, not Krishna. So Yashoda Mata said, your son is eating butter at your home. It is nothing wrong. And even if he is stealing, why are you blaming Krishna? Then she closed the door and Krishna again assumed the beautiful form of Krishna with a peacock feather. And Krishna smiled and told the gopi, I had warned you. Next time if you do like this, I will take the form of your husband. So Krishna would immerse, it is said, he would immerse the residents of Vrindavan in pools of ecstasy, Damodara Ashtakam says. You know, the devotee. And we know this beautiful story of Damodara Leela. Just speaking in very the important points of how Krishna is he's drinking his mother's milk in ecstasy. Mother feels great happiness. And here Maya Yashoda is seeing that there is some milk boiling. It's about to fall. And then she leaves Krishna aside and runs to take care of the milk. The acharyas explain that the milk, because in Krishna's abode, everything is a person. The milk was thinking that Yashoda Mata is feeding Krishna and Krishna will not accept my service. Because Yashoda Maya's milk is so much filled with devotion and I will not be able to do any service. If I cannot do any service, might as well commit suicide. Just like Narottam Das Thakur says, Radha Krishna na bhaji jani ashwini. It's like, so the milk is entering the fire and then Yashoda Mata comes and prevents the milk from going. And Krishna is so upset that mother neglected me. So when we say that Krishna is avajananti mam mudha manushim karmashitam, because the pastimes of Krishna are just like human-like, but is not human exactly. This is called Leela Purushottama. It's not just Purush, but Purushottama. Some pastimes he performs are just like ordinary child, but some pastimes like lifting Govardhan are extraordinary. Then sometimes he shows that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his activities, and other times he just behaves like a little baby who is helplessly dependent on Mother Yashoda. So Krishna is angry that he is being neglected. All of those who have seen little children, children want complete attention. So Krishna wanted complete attention of Mother Yashoda. So he became so upset that he just threw a stone and broke the pot of butter and started feeding the monkeys. A very beautiful picture in the Krishna book where see Krishna is feeding the monkeys and the monkeys are so happy, the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan. This reminds me, I was in Vrindavan 2 weeks back and one devotee was chanting, so just one week, Jiva Goswami's appearance day last week, and he was chanting and suddenly one monkey came and took his spectacle. Hare Krishna. Then he gave some biscuits, he would not get. No, this monkey only takes fruities. He went out and got a fruity. The fruity said 20 rupees. So then it's only 10 rupees. No, for monkeys we have double charge. So he took the fruity. And you know, ordinary person, you have to get a brajabasi to throw it. You know, monkeys, like a tie up between monkey, shopkeeper, and brajabasi. You have to pay each one of them. So that devotee, he gave the fruity to the brajabasi. He threw the fruity. And the monkey caught the fruity and then threw the spectacle. But in between, another monkey caught it. So finally, he had to one fruity, 20 rupees. So three fruities he had to give. But still, it's inexpensive. You know. So the monkeys, these are, of course, we never know. There's one story where one monkey took Prabhupada's shoes also. And he was biting, and Prabhupada finally got the shoes back. And Prabhupada used it for almost 2-3 months more. Prabhupada wanted to show that we should not just discard them. Of course, in Vrindavan, whether the present monkeys or the monkeys of Krishna's pastimes, we don't know who is who. So, but here Krishna is feeding the monkeys very happily, and Maya Yashoda is looking for Krishna, and then she finds out with the marks of the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna is looking left, right, but Yashoda Mother is coming right from behind, so Krishna doesn't notice, but finally understands, because all the monkeys, they're eating happily, and when they see Maya Yashoda, they become very alert. And then we know the pastime, how Krishna is running away. That personality whom the Vedas and the Upanishads cannot reach. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham panthastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayo rathapi manaso munipungavanam. Who can catch Krishna? Who can catch Krishna? But by his own sweet will, Krishna becomes conquered. Ajita jito pi taistralokyam. In the prayers of Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma is explained, Jnane prayas udapasya namantayeva jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya varta sthane sthita shutigatan tanuvan manobhi ye prayas ajita jito pi testan. This verse was approved by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Eho Hai in the talks with Ramanandra. That one who gives up the path of speculative knowledge and simply takes the process of Shravanam from the mouths of realized devotees, he can conquer. Why? Because by hearing, one imbibes devotion. And it's devotion which conquers the Lord. Yashoda Mata had that devotion. So she could conquer Krishna. In the fight, sometimes between Sridhama and Krishna, there is wrestling. And Krishna is defeated. How is Krishna defeated? He could defeat so many big wrestlers like Chanur and Mushtik. But he's defeated by Sridhama because of devotion. The devotion conquers the Lord. That's why Krishna doesn't give bhakti so easily. One may ask for mukti, one may ask for bhakti, one may ask for wealth, one may get it. But bhakti is only available through mercy of a great bhakta. Krishna is the property of the Vaishnava. Krishna se tomar Krishna diti par. Tomare shakati aaj. That the Vaishnavas who carry Krishna in their heart, who have pure devotion, by their causeless mercy they can give us a drop of that bhakti. And that bhakti is what we are seeking. Only one who is in the mood of a humble beggar, he can receive bhakti. Bhakti is not acquired by skills or by talents or by abilities. Bhakti is acquired by a humble heart, by the mood of begging. Krishna, please be kind. In the mood of beggar, we pray to the holy name. Like just a few days back, I was in Vrindavan, and one devotee was speaking on Haridas Thakur's disappearance day, a very nice prayer. A prayer which Haridas Thakur describes in Harinam Chintamani that we can offer before beginning the chanting. It says, Kripa Kori Nama Rupe More Jivaya Nirantara Nacha Prabhu Dhari Tavapaya. Kripa Kori means, O my Lord, O Harinam Prabhu, please be kind to me. Nama Rupe, in the form of the holy name. Nama Rukripa Kari Mora Jivaya, on my tongue. Nirantara Nach Prabhu. Oh my Lord, please dance incessantly on my tongue. Purify me. So when the devotee has this humble attitude of begging, then Krishna appears. Then Krishna's leelas become manifest. So when Yashoda Mata was running, all the flowers from her hair were falling to the ground. And Jiva Goswami explains in Gopal Champu that actually the flowers, they are falling down because they know that very soon Yashoda Mata will bind Krishna. So we don't want to be part of that conspiracy. So that's why the flowers are falling down. And also another explanation is the flowers are thinking that Maya is such a great devotee. It's not good to be at her hair, better to be at her lotus feet. And ultimately Krishna is caught and then he's exhibiting the ecstasy, the love of being fearful. Yad vibhati swayam bhayam. He said that the sun rises out of fear of the Lord. The wind blows because of fear of the Lord. Even fear personified is afraid of Krishna. But Krishna is fearful of Yashoda Mata's stick. He is not afraid of Aghasura, Bakasura and company. But he is afraid of little stick. Rudanta muhur netra yugma mrijantam karam bhoja yugmena satanka netram Mushvasa kampatri rekanka kanta stita greva damodaram bhakti. His Mushvasa is breathing, is quick, his body is shivering, and tears are coming out of his eyes. And these leelas of the Lord, it's not just Krishna is acting, but actually Krishna is in that leela, he is there. Like the last line of the purport Prabhupada says, Krishna is a person. Not only his person, he is Leela Purushottam. Like Srila Prabhupada's Gurudev, in his Vyas Puja, Prabhupada glorified his Gurudev by saying, absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast removed. That you have shown that Supreme Lord is a person. That is one of the pranam mantras of Prabhupada. Nirvishesha, shunyavadi, paschati, deshata. Defeat this concept of impersonalism. So Mayavadis, they think that this form of Krishna, the leelas of Krishna, they are just imagination. This is nice to meditate on for now, but actually the Lord is ultimately impersonal. But here Prabhupada is very clearly explaining, Krishna is a person. He has loving feelings. He becomes angry. He feels hurt when a devotee is criticized. He feels pleasure when the devotees are served. We can reach the heart of the Lord through his devotees. Like Krishna says, one who says, I am your devotee, he is not my devotee, but one who is my devotee of my devotee. Mad bhakta pujad bhikam. He is my devotee. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he was in Calcutta, some person wanted to meet him. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, who is this person? Just ask him, what is his identity? He said, I am Krishna Bhakta, I am a devotee of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda said, okay, but I do not have time, I am very busy, I will see you later. But then another person came and asked, who are you? I am simply a servant of the devotees. Okay, yes, yes, I have all the time in the world for you. You know? So this mood, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur had very explicitly shown in his behavior, dasosmi, being the servant of the servant of the servant. That is this mood of servitude is the mood of entering into Vrindavan. We cannot enter into Vrindavan just by purchasing a ticket, Prabhupada says. But it's by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And Radharani is giving mercy through devotees who are representatives of Srila Prabhupada. When Prabhupada went to America, he wrote this beautiful poem. Krishna tava punya habe bhai. O punya koribe jabe Radharani khushi habe. Oh my brothers, I declare emphatically that you will receive Krishna's mercy that when Radharani is pleased. And in the purport, that's why Prabhupada is saying that Vrindavan is the place where, that's the only place where the loving affairs are there. Like in the Chaitanya, Charitamrita also described that in Dwarka, Krishna is Purna, but in Mathura, he is more Purna. And then most perfect in Vrindavan. And a pure devotee carries Vrindavan with him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he would go, when he was in Jagannath Puri, he would look at a sand dune. It's like, you know, sometimes we see construction is going on, some sand is there. So he just remembered Govardhan, started running, started singing that beautiful song, verse from Bhagavatam. Hantaya madri abala haridasa varya yad rama krishna charana sparsha pramoda manam tanoti sahago ganayosta yoryat paniya vastaraya kandara kanda mule. This verse is actually spoken by Srimati Radharani. And she is glorifying Govardhan, Giriraj. She is saying Govardhan is Haridas warrior. Govardhan is simultaneously Krishna and Govardhan is also a devotee of Krishna. And here is described as not only devotee but Haridas warrior, means best. Why? Because Govardhan is serving all the devotees. Nice grass for the calves and the cows, nice fruits and caves for the cowherd boys. There is flowing of waterfalls. And in this way Giriraj is serving. And Ram Krishna Charana Sparsha is being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram. So one, a devotee who is serving other devotees becomes very dear to the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya was singing his verse and running, and Govinda was running, and Brahmananda Bharati and Paramananda Puri and Bhagavan Acharya, they were running after Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya slowed down and suddenly he just fell to the ground. And his body was completely ecstatic, his hairs were standing up, and devotees did not know what was going on. Finally, Govinda put some water to try to wake up Lord, but Lord was not in consciousness. The devotees came together and loudly chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So just by hearing the holy name, the Lord came back to excellent consciousness. Why did you bring me here? Why did you bring me here? I was in Vrindavan, I was near Govardhan. Krishna played his flute. Hearing the flute, Radharani came, and then Krishna took Radharani in a cave. The gopis told me to get some flowers. I went to get some flowers and Lord was lamenting, why have you brought me here? Vyatha dukha dite, you have given me great unhappiness. And then the devotees explained the situation to the Lord. The Lord came back. So in this way he was seeing Vrindavan everywhere. Once Prabhupada was in New York and he said, if you have the vision to see here, this is also Vrindavan. Because the pure devotee, he is seeing Radha and Krishna everywhere. Stavar jangam dekhe na dekhe tara murti. Sarvatra hai ishta devasvut. Everywhere he sees his ishta dev, Radha Ras Bihari. Everywhere. So he is in Vrindavan. So Prabhupada never left Vrindavan. He just carried Vrindavan wherever he went. There's a story when Lord Chaitanya was seeing the ocean. He thought it was the river Jamuna. He just jumped into the ocean and the waves carried him long distance till the Konark. And Sarup Damodar was searching. Maybe the Lord is in Narendra Sarovar, maybe he's in Jagannath Mandir in Gambira. Then somebody said, Antardhan Haila. Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya has disappeared. Then Sarup Damodar went to search further and he saw a fisherman coming. Who had his fishing net on his neck, on his shoulder, and he was just chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. Then Lord Chaitanya asked him, what happened? He says, I was catching fishes, and I saw a big fish. I thought it's a big fish, like a good quota. But it turned out to be some cop, some ghost. As I touched the fish, that he was not a fish, he was some person with long, elongated body, and his body separated from the joints, and just as I touched him, a ghost entered my body, and from that time I am constantly chanting Hari 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 Hari. I pray that this ghost of Hari Hari enters all our hearts so that we can constantly chant Hari Hari. Just chant Hari, no more worry. So finally Lord Chaitanya, then Sarup Damodar asked him, what happened? He says, actually I go to catch fishes. And, you know, in the night time, generally I'm attacked by ghosts. Generally ghosts and such spirits, like they're operating hours in the night. You know. So I chant Narsingha prayers to counteract. But this ghost is very strange. When I say Namaste Narsingha, he attacks with double power. So I suggest you don't go there. Otherwise, Hari, that ghost will catch you. Hari, 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 Hari. So Sarup Damodar could understand. He said, then where are you going? I am going to an exorcist. Exorcist means like Oja, you can take out ghosts by mantras. Sarup Damodar said, I am an exorcist, come here. He called him near, put his hand on the head and slapped him 3 times. He says, Bhut Palaila. And then Sarup Damodar, very, Bhut has gone, bell is confirming. So then Sarup Damodar understood. He said, that must be Lord Chaitanya, he is not a ghost. No, 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 I have seen Lord Chaitanya, but he is very, very tall, very elongated body. It cannot, okay, let us go and see. So they both went and they saw Lord Chaitanya, very strange posture. His body was so elongated, it was bleached white, complete white. And like from the joints, the flesh was separated. And there were hairs were standing on end like goose pimples. And the devotees were very afraid. They were crying. One of the devotees, he brought fresh clothes for Lord, dry clothes, then tried to wake up the Lord. But finally, when the devotees loudly chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, then the Lord came back to external consciousness. The same reaction. He said, the first time he said, I was near Govardhan. This time he said, I was near Yamuna. And I saw Radha and Krishna performing loving pastimes. And then they came out of the water. Then they were taking prasadam. And then I was going to serve. And suddenly brought me here. And the devotee said, let us go to Gambhira. We will talk afterwards. So like that, Lord Chaitanya was always in the mood of Vrindavan. And one nice purport, Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that a devotee is always thinking of Vrindavan. He leaves Vrindavan only to do the work of Vrindavan. So like we are here serving Radha Ras Bihari, serving the cause of Vrindavan, that is also Vrindavan. And then Prabhupada writes that eventually a devotee returns back to Vrindavan. Like Prabhupada traveled all over the world, and it was from here, from Bombay, finally he left for Vrindavan in 1977, November, and he entered into the pastimes of Vrindavan. As Prabhupada says in the purport, that Vrindavan is the, in one of the purport says, for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the object of worship is Vrindavan. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. You worship Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, not Vasudev Nandan, but Nanda Nandan Krishna. Although they are simultaneously one and different. Taddhama Vrindavan. Vrindavan is also worshipable. I'll end with a small pastime of Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a conversation between Srivas Thakur, Swarup Damodar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Srivas Thakur is joking. He's in the mood of Narad Muni. Because Narad Muni is from Vaikuntha. So he's saying, what is there in Vrindavan? There seems some minerals and some peacock feather and some dust. But just in Vaikuntha, there is so much opulence. See how the Lakshmi is there decorated. And then Lord Chaitanya asks Swarup Damodar to respond. He said, Swarup Damodar, you are a Brajabasi. Swarup Damodar is Lalita Sakhi. You speak about Vrindavan. And Swarup Damodar starts glorifying Vrindavan. That every step in Vrindavan is dancing. Vrindavan, the dust of Vrindavan is Chintamani. Chintamani Prakara Sadmashu Kalpa. In Vrindavan, the water is like nectar. And in this way, Swarup Damodar glorifies how the supreme opulence of Vrindavan is there. It's described in Brahma Samhita by the purports of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. So we can enter into this Vrindavan only by following the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya has come to give us entrance into Vrindavan through the chanting of the holy name. By sincerely following the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by serving his divine representative Prabhupada in the mood of the servant of the servant, and chanting in the mood of Trinadapi, Sunichena, Tarorapi, Sahishnana, Amanena, Manadena, Kirtanya, Sadaha. We can also eventually enter into Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Seek the comments by Brajhari Prabhu and senior devotees. Some. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Ekalavya Prabhu, the divine Kirtan leader.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for a wonderful class. Prabhu, I have a comment, and I hope you can shed some light on it, give us some additional insight. In the purport today, Srila Prabhupada mentions how Lord Krishna, his pastimes in Dwarka as a householder, they should serve as an example for exemplary householders everywhere.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we see that his lila in Vrindavan is not to be imitated, especially the lila with the unmarried gopis. Can you please shed some light on this topic?
You like to speak something, Prabhuji? their permission. Actually, this is the sweet nature of the Lord's pastimes. Some of his pastimes, I spoke about this little bit in the lecture, that sometimes he is acting as an ordinary person. Like, as you said, in Dwarka, he is performing yajnas, you know, and he is with his family, he is discussing about practical matters, about administration, he is thinking about how to fight with the enemies, he is planning. So these are leela manuviya leela, that as if he is an ordinary human being. But some leelas, as you rightly pointed out, the leelas of Vrindavan, they cannot be imitated. So, this is the nature of the Lord. There's a difference between Vrindavan and Dwarka. But in Vrindavan also, sometimes Krishna behaving like a small baby. Once the Brajabasis, they were discussing, you know, this Krishna is not an ordinary child. He seems like he's a demigod or some great person. And then the Baba said, what? You're talking about Krishna as a great person? You know, if he has some little thunderstorm, he comes running to embrace me. How can be a great person? He's so fearful. And ordinary yogis, they control their senses, but he's stealing butter and eating laddus. How can be a yogi? How can he be the Supreme Lord? Even in Vrindavan, sometimes he behaves very ordinarily, sometimes well. And all I can say is that, yes, I mean, I'm just repeating your own words, that some leelas are like this, where we can actually exactly follow in the footsteps, you know, like, for example, in Dwarka, he was meditating. But again, what is he meditating on? He's meditating on himself. But we should not do that, you know. We will go to hell, you know. But I'm Mayavadi, Ahang Upasana, meditating on self. But because he's the Supreme Lord. But Narad Muni was confused. Narad Muni went to see Krishna. And one place he saw Krishna was with his children. One place he was with Rukmini and, you know. So, and Krishna is simultaneously there in every palace. In fact, even in Dwarka, not everything can be imitated. Somebody says, Krishna married 16,108, so let me marry at least 16, you know. So, we cannot imitate that. So, this is my very small opinion. Yes, Mike.
हरे कृष्णा एक छोटा सा कमेंट है दो प्रकार की कथा है कृष्ण कथा जो भगवान स्वयं कृष्ण बोले है वो भगवत गीता है और कृष्ण के विषय में भक्तों ने बोला है वो भागवतम है एक समय चैतन्य महाप्रभु जब यात्रा में थे उस दरम्यान एक गांव में पहुंचे तो वहां कुछ लोग इकट्ठा हुए थे और एक व्यक्ति हाथ में भगवत गीता लिया हुआ था और वो रो रहा था उसके आंखों से आंसू टपक रहे थे और बाकी लोग बहुत हंसी मजाक उड़ा रहे थे उसने पूछा आप क्यों रो रहे हो उसने बोला कि मेरे गुरु महाराज मुझे बोला है भागवत गीता पढ़ो भागवत गीता पढ़ो मैं अनपढ़ हूँ मुझे पढ़ना तो आता है नहीं लेकिन इसलिए सब लोग हंस रहे हैं लेकिन जो कृष्ण जो पार्थ सारथी बने भगवान अपने भक्त के लिए सारथी का कार्य हाथ में लिया है ये फोटो देखकर मुझे रहा नहीं जाता है इसलिए आंखों से आंसू आ रहे हैं तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु बोले कि आप वास्तविक गीता के मर्मज्ञ हो गीता आपके समझ में आई है हरे कृष्ण
थैंक यू वंडरफुल ब्रजहरी प्रभु कुछ कमेंट्स थैंक यू वेरी मच श्री प्रभुपाद की जय